Okay. Welcome to Santa Barbara. Welcome to the KITP, those of you who haven't been here for some weeks. I'm David Gross, and this is the last week of the Dynamo program, and we're ending with a conference where all secrets of dynamos will be revealed, I presume. I have a few announcements to make before we start the session. The staff that takes care of the conference are all wearing name badges. Jocelyn, who actually runs the conferences, is behind you. She's the person you should contact if you mistakenly bought a parking ticket in Lot 9. So if Lot 9 is that building across the street. What? Lot 10, sorry. What did I say? And they will sell you a day permit, but it's not valid, catch 22. So if you've parked there, you should show your permit to Jocelyn, and she will tell you what to do. Is that right, Jocelyn? So this is a bit of a problem, but any of you parked in Lot 10? You're the only one. What? And you bought a permit. Well, you should show it, talk to Jocelyn. Yeah. Well, that's great. This is an unusual crowd. You all have name badges, which are important to get lunch, to get food. And we have breaks between in the morning and afternoon and lunch, which are all take place in the courtyard, which is that big space in the middle of the building, over there. The bathrooms are down here and upstairs, and there's a secret bathroom down that corridor, which is usually less occupied. Jocelyn will ring a bell, and you will salivate and return to the lecture hall. If you haven't registered and gotten your free hat, do so. When are the free hats handed out? Oh, just... So during the morning break, you get a free hat, KITP hat, with a color of your choice. Wednesday, at lunchtime, there's a picnic on the beach. I think I can guarantee that it won't be rainy. If you want to connect to the wire, to the internet by wireless through your laptop, you will find on your airport or whatever KITP conference, KITP, CONF. And you don't need any password to get in. So that's easy. Although it is kind of polite not to sit in the front row and open your laptop during other people's lectures. I mean, I've been tempted to put lead shields around this room. But if you don't have a computer and want to access, there's a computer room right above us, 2202. You are being recorded at all times, and everything you say can be used for you. So use a microphone, and when you ask questions, we have a roaming microphone. So if you want your question to be recorded or heard, try to use a microphone. But in general, you should speak up. I mean, those of you who've been here know that our mode of operation is special. We encourage discussion, and the schedule, as you'll see, has been set up for that. 35-minute talks, 15-minute discussion, so half of the time you should be discussing. The other thing is that everything we do goes on the web immediately, so that your colleagues around the world can almost participate in real time, and certainly after. You don't need to take notes. Everything will be up on the web. But in order to do that, you should hand or send by email copies of your PowerPoint to the appropriate address, which is in your packet. The instructions are there. And if you don't, you will be nagged later, but it's easy to do. Okay, so let's begin. And Chris is the chair of this session, and well, oh, sorry, Gordon is the chair, but
I'd like to say a few words. Yeah, I'd just like to say a few words on behalf of the organizers. That's Dan Lathrop, Helen Zweibel, Steve Tobias, and myself. I'm very pleased to see you, and I'd like to welcome you all here to Santa Barbara. Just like to say, if you've got any organizational problems or organizational issues, you can always ask one of the organizers. That's Steve or myself or Dan, who's all here. On the other hand, if you actually want to get the right answer, I'd recommend asking Jocelyn over there, who really organized the conference. So with that, I think let's start the ball rolling.
Okay, so today's sessions are on disk dynamos and galactic dynamos. And this morning, we're going to start with Jim Stone from Princeton University. He's going to tell us about magnetic field amplification in MRI turbulence.
Okay.